Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to officially welcome everybody tonight and call this meeting to order. Commissioners' meeting Monday night, July the 18th, 2022. I would like to ask Commissioner Branch to do our invocation and then lead us in the pledge. If everybody would, please stand and remove your head covering.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come together one more time. Lord, I want to give you thanks for another day that we've never seen before and a day that we probably won't ever see again. Father, I want to thank you for allowing all this come out this evening to come out safely and join in on this Duplin County Commissioners meeting. Father, allow us to work together in harmony. Guide us into our decision making so that it will be uplifting to your kingdom. So that we continue to do those things, Lord, that is necessary to bring better for our people. Father, guide us with our mindsets. Lift us with our spirits. And continue to strengthen us, God, as we go through days that we've never seen and hopefully, Lord, in some we will never see again. Father, continue to work with us and lift us and strengthen us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And Lord, we thank you for your grace. It is in the mighty and precious name of Jesus I do pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Branch. So at this time, does any of the commissioners have anything to add to tonight's agenda?
I do not.
I do not.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like to add the standard form agreement contract between Quadrant Construction and Duplin County and DWG Architects for the construction of the Animal Care Control and Adoption Facility. The county attorney has negotiated terms with Quadrant favorable to the county, and I'd like to add that to the agenda tonight so we can move forward with the project.
So I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second to add that to the agenda. Any other comments, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes from the July 5th meeting.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Now I need a motion to accept the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that brings us to item number one. Mr. Brinson, you have anybody that's, if you do, please call them up.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, Mr. James McCarty has signed up to speak during public comments on the topic of internet on the C.R. Edwards Road.
Okay.
Mr. McCarty, come right up to the podium, sir.
Sorry to come dressed with the wonderful warm feeling that night. I just jumped out of the library at, over by my house and said, well, when's the meeting? Is it tonight at 6? I'm like, 5. Oh, no. My son and
okay,
I...
Excuse me one minute. For the record, state your name and you have 3 minutes.
My name is James M. McCarty. I live at 412 C.R. Edwards Road. And my internet issue is this. They just laid new internet at Fontaine Road. They have internet on the other side at Layton Road. We can't get it across the middle of the valley there. For me to get internet, it's going to cost me right at $300 a month through the wonderful HughesNet. And I don't feel like paying $300 a net internet when it should be already laid and properly set. How do we go about getting this done? I have a son who has had a stroke. I have to be able to get him to the doctor and see the doctor on the internet when he wants to talk to him. My wife wants to open a business up. My son wants to open a business up. I have to be able to have the internet in there to where I can get cars inspected. I have to have a setup where she can order parts in from Alaska. It's going to kill me. If I got to pay for it, it's $37,000 for a half a mile to lay cable. And they just laid fiber optic in there. How do I go about getting this done? Is there any way the county can take care of it? Because to me, to take care of $37,000 for me, and then they're going to feed off of me and make money off of me, that's a little bit wrong. How do we go about doing this? My question I pose to you, is there any way we can lay that cable without a cost to anybody that will deputate them, put them in the ground? We really need it because I have kids that live next door to me who are in school, and they got to have it. Dad's going to school through the VA, and he's paying the bill there. The VA's paying the bill for that internet. When Dad's done, guess what? It comes right back on the family again. How do we do this? I thank you for your time. I appreciate you listening to me, and I'm just blowing steam off, but it hurts. And I love the area. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you. And appreciate your information. We'll carry it forward. You know, you along with a lot of others, we do struggle in this county with proper internet service. We've been getting a lot of help lately, and we think it's going to continue to improve. And our goal is to have full county internet, but today we do not. But we are continuing to work on it. So thank you for bringing your concerns forward.
Thanks.
Anybody else, Mr. Branson?
No, that's the last individual who signed up for public comments, Mr. Chairman.
All right, that brings us to item number two, Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appear before you now to request that you schedule a public hearing on August the 18th, 2022, to receive public comments regarding a request from Stephen Swedberg to name a lane in the 4800 block of East NC 24 Highway, Beulahville, in the Limestone Township, Timberview Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance.
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a motion and a second that we schedule this public hearing on August 18th. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, that moves us to a very important item, item number three. Mr. Brandon Powers, can you please bring in the 12U Dixie Youth Softball All-Stars? Come on up, ladies. You got the floor.
Thank you all for allowing us to be with you today. This is the 12U Duplin County Dixie Softball All-Star Team. They won their district tournament and state tournament. By winning their state tournament, they earn a berth in the World Series in Louisiana. We're supposed to be down next Friday, and we're here today and see if y'all would be interested in sponsoring our travel and lodges and letting us go play ball in Louisiana.
What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve $500.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve $500 for the Duplin County 12U Dixie Softball All-Stars who are competing in Louisiana for the World Series. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. You have your $500, and ladies, we want to see you come back and share the win with us. When you come back next time, bring your trophy with you. Yeah, play hard. We're behind you. We're supporting you, and we want to see you win.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
Good luck.
Would you like a picture?
Yeah, can y'all turn around and line up right here in front of us, and we'll stand up, and we'll get a picture of you, please. Yeah, the coaches can line up too.
Can we see everybody's face?
Can we see the skin diamond that way, please? Maybe more.
cheese. Nobody ever says cheese. Thank you.
Okay, before y'all leave, I just want to say one more time, thank you for your hard work, your dedication, the work that you have done to be able to develop those skills. I want to thank your coaches. It's not something that comes easy. But most of all, I want to thank your parents. It takes a lot of sacrifice, and I hope y'all thank your parents, because it takes a lot of sacrifice from your parents to have you to all these ball practices and ball games. And as much as we think it's fun, a lot of work goes into having this fun. And a lot of work comes from your parents. And I just want to say thank you to all of them. And if y'all don't mind, let's give them a big round of applause. Any other commissioner got anything you want to say?
Congratulations to you. Enjoy your trip. Enjoy the festivities. Enjoy the game. Play for fun, but bring the trophy back home. Thank you.
Congratulations. Y'all have fun. And I know you will represent Duplin County. Not only Duplin County, but you represent North Carolina as well. I know you will represent us all well in Louisiana. And play hard and good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That brings us to item number 4, Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you now. I have received a request from the North Carolina Department of Transportation requesting that you adopt a resolution in support of the abandonment of a state road. The North Carolina Department of Transportation Division 3, District 2 office has received a petition requesting the abandonment of Secondary Road 1174, the Drew Road, from the state system for maintenance. The petition has been signed by Mr. James Wilson Lucas, who is the only property owner on State Road 1174, requesting the abandonment. The Drew Road, State Road 1174, is a dirt road approximately 0.27 miles long, located off of the Carrolls Road, about 3/10 of a mile from the Sampson County line, and it is in the Magnolia Township. I had indicated earlier it was Warsaw, but it is the Magnolia Township. DOT respectfully requests that the board review the request and, if in agreement, adopt a resolution in support of the abandonment. And we have a resolution that it, I believe, was in your packet.
It was in the packet.
Yes, sir. Do you want me to read the resolution?
I'm fine with it. If y'all read your packet, and y'all are fine. If anybody missed it, I'll have you to read it. Anybody miss it?
No, I read it.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
Motion to approve or motion to pass the resolution.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the resolution in support of abandonment of State Road 1174-Drew Road. Any further comment?
What's the benefit for them to do that?
The only property owner on Drew Road does not want it to be a state-maintained road any longer. I guess he just wants it to be his private property. It's an unimproved dirt road. It's not paved.
Yeah, I saw it. I think that, just for the record, I think if we have roads in the county that are here, maybe there will be additional residents later. But I kind of disagree with it. But the pleasure of the board is I'll go along with it. But I just wanted to make that statement because roads need to be maintained. What's going to happen when it gets all messed up?
Well, it'll be his private property, and if he wants to maintain it, he can. But the state will have no financial stake in continuing to maintain the road.
Yeah. I looked at it. That's it.
He owns the property on both sides of the road?
He does. Yes, sir. And at the end is where. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carry it. All right, that brings us to item number 5, Mr. Branson again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you now regarding the sale of surplus county property parcel number 11-E108, which will be future parcel number 11-116-1. It's located on West Church Street in the town of Rose Hill in the Rose Hill Township. It was purchased by Duplin County on May the 1st, 2017 for $6,999.51. When the county purchased the property, it consisted of 91 one-hundredths of an acre. In 2018, Duplin County constructed an EMS station, we call it Medic 7, on 0.52 acres of the property at the corner of South Pine and West Main Street. The board declared the remaining 0.39 acre lot on West Church Street, as shown on a map recorded in map book 33, page 220 of the Duplin County Registry, as surplus property on June 6, 2022. A bid was received from Mrs. Pamela Bannerman Smith on May 13, 2022 in the amount of $8,000. The board accepted the bid from Ms. Bannerman Smith on June 6, 2022 and ordered that the property be advertised for upset bids. No upset bids were received. The board can either accept the bid and order the county attorney to prepare a deed for the property, or it can reject the bid. My recommendation to the board is that you accept the bid and allow the county attorney to prepare a deed to transfer the property to Ms. Bannerman Smith.
Motion to accept.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the final bid in the amount of $8,000 from Pamela Bannerman Smith for the Surfers Plus Pop property, being a 0.39 acre partial number 11-E108, future partial number 11-116-1, located on West Church Street in the town of Rose Hill Township, as shown on the map recorded in map book 33, page 220 of the Duplin County Registry, and authorized the county attorney to prepare a deed for the transfer of the property. Any further discussion or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Brings us to item number six, Ms. Angel Panessia.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here this afternoon to request for the commissioners to approve a grant that we were recently awarded through the American Rescue Plan Act. Our county was eligible to receive $350,515 to assist with the operations cost of our public transit system. So I'm respectfully requesting for you all to approve acceptance of this grant, Mr. Chairman, to be able to electronically sign it, and for the budget amendment to be able to get that budget.
So moved.
Second. I got a motion and a second to accept this grant funding $350,515 and approved the budget amendment and authorized me to sign the electronic agreement. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us to item number seven, Mr. Rick Lanier.
Good evening, commissioners.
Good evening.
I would like to get you to pass those around to commissioners, okay, if you don't mind, to just show some of the type material that we use. Commissioners, thank you for placing the U.S. Motto Action Committee on your agenda tonight. It's my pleasure to come before you. This is an invitation to join the growing list of cities and counties that are voting yes to proudly and prominently display our nation's motto, "In God We Trust," in and on their governmental buildings and law enforcement vehicles as well. My name is Rick Lanier, and I'm co-founder and field director for the U.S. Motto Action Committee. I served as county commissioner in Davidson County from 1998 to 2002, and in 2002 I led my board of commissioners to vote yes to display "In God We Trust" on the exterior of the governmental center, and since then it's been added to the courthouse as well. Soon after that, several other surrounding cities and counties began joining us in doing the same. We formed the U.S. Motto Action Committee for the sole purpose to promote patriotism by encouraging elected officials to vote yes to display "In God We Trust" in and on their governmental buildings. Displaying the motto gives ceremonial honor to public occasions, and I believe it expresses confidence in our society. These words have been used on our U.S. currency since 1864. This inspiring slogan is engraved above the entrance of the U.S. Senate chamber, as well as above the speaker seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. And I'm garnering support now from senators and legislators to go before the General Assembly in Raleigh early next year to do the same. On July 30th, 1956, during the Dwight D. Eisenhower administration, the U.S. Congress adopted "In God We Trust" as the official national motto of the United States of America. Thus, displaying the motto is a legal right protected by our First Amendment. On November 1st, 2011, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted 396-9 to reaffirm "In God We Trust" as our nation's motto. Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia sponsored the resolution, in part because some have mistakenly stated that "E Pluribus Unum" is our nation's motto. Most importantly, the resolution specifically encourages placement of the motto in and on all government buildings, courthouses, and school classrooms. Just speaking with David down at the insurance agency, come to realize he was on the school board, and he's going to present placing the motto in the schoolroom as well. A recent survey shows that 87% of all Americans still support the display of our national motto. Rightly so, this is our nation's identity. 64% of our laws were taken directly from God's word, though 34% were greatly influenced by it. We were established as a Judeo-Christian nation. John F. Kennedy stated that the guiding principle and prayer of this nation has been, is now, and shall ever be, "In God We Trust," unquote. In times of both war and peace, these words have been a profound source of strength and guidance to many generations of Americans. We're, as a nation, we're not a perfect nation. We have our faults, just like we have faults in our family. But we come together and we right the wrong. And that's what makes America so great. As a grassroots patriotic movement, the U.S. Motto Action Committee stands on solid legal ground. Since Davidson County, North Carolina paved the way, not one legal challenge has been waged against any county or city that have voted. This effort is totally legal. There's nothing to challenge. 100% of the cost, and this is what you'll like, commissioners, comes from private donors. I already have some funds already committed for this area from local citizens. Should y'all approve it tonight? Basically, how often do you get offered to you something of this magnitude at zero cost? I say very, very few times. Most of the time, when I serve as Board of Commissioners, people come and ask for money. We're not asking for any money. All across our country, elected officials such as yourself are quickly embracing the opportunity to display our great national motto. Displaying the motto will serve as a perpetual reminder of our godly heritage, and elected officials like you are showing a commitment to the values that our great country was founded upon. I want to thank you in advance for your vote, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have at this time.
Pleasure, Board.
I
mean, if we get it on the floor, then we can discuss it.
I make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution, so now I'm going to open it up for discussion. So, the one thing that you spoke to is it would be covered with private donations.
Absolutely.
Who will be soliciting and how do you establish the...
Generally, in an area like this, I try to garner a person or persons that are willing to be boots on the ground. And I already have one gentleman right here, Brother Arnett, that's willing to be boots on the ground, because I'm gonna be going before Haywood County first of the month. I've already been to Washington County this month, and Ocean Isle Beach Town Hall. And we have several other town halls and counties in the works now. If y'all vote positive tonight, you'll be the 64th county out of 100 that have voted. And we also have 49 town halls that have voted the same. And as I mentioned earlier, it looks very positive, and we'll be going before the General Assembly early next year to do the same. You say, why is it? Some may say, and I want to point this out, some may ask, why is it important to be reminded of our godly heritage as a country? I'm afraid we're at a crossroads in our country to where there's those that have a secular worldview and a biblical worldview. And I think this country, the principle that this country was founded on, is worth restoring. And it's what has made it the great country that it is. And it will remain that way as long as we honor God. And I know that to some folks could be offensive, but there's times that we as leaders must take a stand for what we believe to be right and what's best for our community and our country. And I make no apologies for it.
Other questions for Mr. Lanier?
I don't have a question for Mrs. Lanier, but I do have a comment. I appreciate your presentation.
Yes, sir.
And in God we trust is, you know, we all grew up hearing that. And for some people, I think that it means one thing. Some people interpret it one way and some people interpret another. And with the climate that we have in this world today, people have different views on patriotism. I used to be in the military, and I view it in one way, and you know, then I hear people talking and I hear them with different views. They differentiate the definition of patriotism. Since this is the first time we've had this before our board, I don't think we should actually, we need to have a discussion as to where we want to have this display as a board. So I don't think we should vote on it tonight.
If I could respond to that,
yes, sir.
Commissioner Dow, did I pronounce
it? Dow, yes, sir.
Dow,
yes.
Okay. What you're voting on tonight is adopting a resolution in general to display the motto. I want to make it clear that I have also related to the County Manager Branson. You all, once it's approved, you all decide the amount of location. If you want it one location or 10 locations, you decide where you put it, the size, the color, up, down, sideways, you know what I'm saying. You all decide where that goes and how it's installed on the building. In fact, we let you all choose, although we pay for the cost of the installation, you all can choose the installer, the sign company, to do that. We will negotiate with them the price, and we will send the check in full to the county manager to hand to the sign company to pay them for the cost of it prior to the installation. So you all decide that. You could even change the font if you want to. We recommend the Times Bowl because it gives it a historic look, but it don't have to be that one. that same font. So hopefully that answers your questions there.
Mr. Wilson, to clarify, just to make sure, the motion that we have on the floor is to adopt the resolution supporting the display of the national motto, "In God We Trust," in prominent locations on various Duplin County government buildings. If we pass this motion as it reads, then the individual buildings or places that is selected for it to be put will come back before the commissioners to approve the sites.
See, no reason that you cannot do it that way.
And Mr. Dow, will that cover your
question?
You know,
if we adopt the resolution, then we don't have to come back to determine what sites. I mean, cause once the resolution is passed, then we can put it anywhere we want to. You don't have to come back.
Mr. Fredson did point out that the second to last paragraph there, it does say prominently displayed at the courthouse, administrative building, and the airport. So we would need to amend the resolution as written if you wanted to leave yourself the ability, flexibility, discretion to come back and change that.
It's specific in its wording.
It was specific to those three buildings because those are the three that were proposed to me. And then I added at a location or locations as approved by the county manager and the board of commissioners. So that is also in the resolution. So it would come back to you. I would, and I'm not asking that I have the right to approve it. I'm just the facilitator. I will bring it to you, and then the board will give me the okay as to where you would like it located and the size, and as Mr. Lanier pointed out.
Yeah, and all I was trying to clarify with Mr. Wilson was to cover the concern that Mr. Dow had, because my understanding and Mr. Dow's concern is we don't want to just turn everybody it loose to be placed everywhere. And he wanted to have more discussion on that. That was my understanding, correct?
Yes.
So if we adopt this resolution, just again, clarification, guys, if we adopt this resolution as it reads, we are approving the courthouse, the airport, and right here, because that was the pictures that was put in the deal, and that's what was written up in the resolution. That's what your motion and second is, to adopt the resolution, correct?
Correct.
Further discussion?
Yes, I, Rick, like Commissioner Dow noted, thank you for coming out and sharing the information that you have. Both personally as well as professionally, I am positively optimistic as to how this may end up. But the words in and of itself, "In God We Trust," when I first took a look at it, I had to go to the Lord in prayer as a result of so much of the things that are misunderstood for whatever reason as we live in a different world.
Yes.
But when you think about, when I think about the responsibilities that I have as an elected official, I always consider the people and have conversations with the people to make sure that in the court of public opinion, I am not moving so far away from the baseline of what the people consider to be right, not right, indifferent, so to speak. And as I read through the data about the legality of the process, I always want to check, is it legal? And that has been spoken to in great detail. And then the next thing you noted about righteousness, doing what is right. And I can't think of a better way than to put God back in his proper location to help us as people to focus on truth and righteousness. Because I feel that if we could get back to just telling the truth and allowing God to guide us in our many different ways. If a sign is going to help that, if the words that mean so much can help us maneuver and move in the direction that God would have us as his people, then I have no reservation into supporting such an initiative. But I would hope that this will carry on in all aspects of what we're trying to do as leaders and as people, to put God back where he's supposed to be in all situations. And in doing so, we can truly seek out the truth so that we can make all this unrighteousness back right, right, and all this chaos, check it off as wrong, and fix where we are as a nation. So again, thank you for the information, and I look forward to the end result and allowing God to be the beacon of hope and allowing us to walk from faith to do what's right in all things.
Thank you, sir.
Further comments?
Yeah. I appreciate that, Mr. Branch. And, you know, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. We all strive for the same thing. You know, just the same thing that Mrs. Edwards and the rest of my colleagues strive for. I think we all want the same thing. It's just like the oath that we took. And, you know, I take that very seriously. This right here is very important to me because it means something to me that I don't know if it means the same to other people, but it means something to me. And, I've been in law enforcement before, and I've seen people put the hand on the Bible, raise the right hand, do you swear to tell the truth, serve your God, and then they get up there and, you know, say something different that's right, far away from the truth, where they lie.
Right.
With a big L, capital L. But I appreciate where your heart is as far as bringing this before us and the citizens of this county. And hopefully we will be able to get on the, you know, be able to come together as a county, and, you know, the people can come together and live with the same mindset. But sometimes that's not the case, but hopefully we can get there one day.
If I could make a final comment, if you allow me, I don't want to overtake the my time, but I'm not only a former county commissioner, I'm a lay preacher as well, not a pastor. And just as I shared with the church yesterday in Caswell County, placing God we trust on public buildings does not even more make the commissioners, the staff, or the people that come in this building a Christian any more than placing a horse in a garage makes it an automobile. But it should remind us of who we should be. And I think by placing the motto in buildings across the state, it, in my opinion, it creates a stronghold to stem the tides of evil that is overtaking us, our society, separating us as a people, and if we don't have a basis by which we operate as a government body, then what is our basis? We just fly it on the seat of our pants. I think God should be the basis of everything that we do as leaders in our country. And I wish that was so all across the nation. Thank you so much. And I would appreciate your support tonight.
Well, before I call for a vote, I would like to also state that I appreciate your time, your effort.
Thank you.
I'm very excited over the project. Just, I had conversation with you earlier when we were talking about this, and, you know, I'm looking forward for, if you vote for it tonight, that we have the first airport with it on it. According to Rick, none of the airports in the county have it at this time. And so we'd be the first county airport, if that's still correct.
That is correct.
And so, you know, I'm looking forward for that, along with the fact And I think it's very obvious. I've been on this board now for 8 years. And I think without question, this board puts God first. We start every meeting that way. We start with a prayer and with a pledge. And I think without question, we have a good basic root board that does believe and trust God's will. And I think this is just a reminder of who we are and what we stand for. Any other comment? If not, I'm going to call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, that brings us to the add-on. Mr. Prentson.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Members of the board, I appreciate you adding this item to your agenda tonight. Again, this is an agreement between the owner, Duplin County, and our contractor, which will be Quadrant Construction of Jacksonville, North Carolina, to construct our animal care control and adoption facility. The county attorney has been in negotiations with Quadrant and with our architect, who's representing us, DWG Architects. And they have come to favorable terms in the contract. The board has previously put the funding in place for this project. I'm not asking for any more funding tonight. Ms. Chestnut and myself will appear before the local government commission on August the 2nd to get the final approval from the local government commission on our financing. This contract, again, is with Quadrant Construction. They're a Onslow County firm. The gentleman we've been dealing with is actually a Duplin County resident. They've been very easy to work with thus far. The contract calls for them to complete the work no later than 420 calendar days from the commencement of work. I'll let our county attorney speak to any provisions of the contract that he may think needs the board's attention.
I don't recall there being anything unique. Like Mr. Brinson pointed out, they were fairly easy to work with and agreeable on our back and forth. You can see if y'all got a draft that has the red lines, you can see a number of things that I had added, liquidated damages to protect us in the case that the contract was breached. Some of the interest rates were reduced, I negotiated those down, and then most importantly, things like indemnification of the county in the situation that they're negligent or wrongful acts in some way. We got non-discrimination and hub certification, minority business participation language in their typical terms that we would have in the contract. And then the other issue that Mr. Edwards had asked us to explore, we Mr. Brinson worked with the architect on, and we were able to reduce the overall price of the contract through some value engineering. And it reached a point in talking with both the architect and the contractor that we feel like that they got the subcontractors as low as they could get them, and we feel like we've got a pretty accurate reflection of the current market. And I know the price was higher than what we had originally budgeted and anticipated prior to the market going as haywire as it did with construction prices, but at the current levels, I think I speak for Mr. Brinson and myself and Mr. Daggett in saying that we've got a fair numbers reflective of the current market with all the different subcontractors.
So I'll entertain any questions that the board may have, and if there are no questions, I would request that there be a motion to approve the agreement between Duplin County and Quadrant Construction, Inc., for the construction of our animal care control and adoption facility, and that the chairman be allowed to sign the contract.
Pleasure of the board.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. We will move on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
All right, that moves us to item number 8 on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any announcements. I did want to remind you of the board has been invited to the St. James AME Church's Community Day is scheduled for Saturday, August the 13th from 11 to 4, and that is here in Kingsville at 226 North Church Street. Again, that's St. James AME Church at 226 North Church Street in Kingsville, Community Day, Saturday, August 13th from 11 to 4.
Anything else from the board? I entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn until August the 1st, 2022 at 6 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.